Amy.
Item number 8, from the Office of the Sheriff, submitting an informational report regarding the execution of a memorandum of agreement with Children's Hospital of Wisconsin and the Office of the Sheriff to provide law enforcement related services at CHW commencing December 15th, 2013 through December 31st, 2014. This item is for passive review and is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inspector Edward Bailey with the Sheriff's Office, joined at table by Bill Ethling from the Fiscal Division. Mr. Chairman, this is really an expansion of an area that we've had a footprint in for time immemorial. It's out at the institutions at the Walk County Medical Complex. We've had two deputies providing police servicing out there in posts at the Behavioral Health Division and at Frater Memorial Lutheran Hospital. We're now expanding that role to add a third officer at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. It's a fairly straightforward MOU, but I'd like to give the committee the genesis of it. In November of last year, we had a high-profile incident on the seventh floor at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. It was a law enforcement shooting when several members from the Milwaukee Police Department following up and investigating up on the seventh floor ended up in an attempt to apprehend an armed suspect, and we had a shooting there. Certainly the committee is familiar with that. That case is currently still pending. Actually, I was looking at the CCAP record on it. That case was Ashante Hendricks, ended up in custody and is now currently under indictment for one count possession of a firearm by convicted felon, two counts of felony bail jumping, and one state misdemeanor for resisting obstructing. Coming out of that very, very high-profile incident, we certainly saw some shortcomings from a law enforcement side. We have multiple jurisdictions that interact at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. It is a huge regional asset, as the committee is certainly aware. MPD is out there on a daily basis, by far the largest law enforcement presence out there, but also, of course, the Wauwatosa Police Department, Sheriff's Office, and frankly, every law enforcement agency in southeast Wisconsin uses that children's hospital. Within a week of that critical incident, the chairman and CEO of Children's Hospital, Ms. Peggy Troy, who is an RN and MSN by trade, and the president of Children's Hospital, Cindy Christensen, who is also a registered nurse and an attorney by trade, reached out to Sheriff Clark and asked to meet with him to consider undertaking staffing a fixed post with a deputy sheriff at that location. The sheriff did meet with them, and really there are two activities going on at the same time. This is the separate sovereign one with the sheriff's office, but also the same two people, Chairwoman Troy and President Christensen, convened a work group with Sheriff Clark, Chief Flynn, Chief Counsel Sheila Reynolds, and convened a work group to study policies and practices with an eye towards improvements. That is ongoing and in no way done. You may have seen some references to that in the media, the fact that we have that work group going. But as a separate matter, they requested the sheriff post a dedicated officer at the ER entrance for Children's Hospital and post it 24/7, 365. I think they took that action because they're familiar with the other institutions' deputies, with the level of policing that we've provided out there. They want a dedicated on-site resource. And really what the position seeks to do is to establish consistency in the check-in and check-out of all law enforcement conducting business at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. It gives them one central location. It logs all of the law enforcement activities in one central location with the Sheriff's Office dispatch. It gives a fixed presence to coordinate with Children's Hospital, their sovereign security, and it centralizes accountability. The sheriff agreed at that initial meeting to post the deputy there immediately, which is why you see a date of December 15th. It took about a week to get our patrol police services bureau and their corporate security together and really talk about how it was going to take shape, and then we stood that post up on December 15th. What you have before you is really the MOU that allows the billing now to recompense Milwaukee County for the hours worked by those deputy sheriffs. The director of security out there is a guy named Mike Thiel. This initiative is run out of our Police Services Bureau. Deputy Inspector Toby Weberg runs it on our end. And the MOU considers billing at the current rate. It includes the ability to increase billing based on new deputy sheriff's rates. And in a future budget, if we're able to actually hire for this position and include this position as a budgeted position, we would look to cover the longevity costs and long-term costs of the deputy sheriff involved. But at this time, we're not in that position in the 2014 budget year. I suppose that's the end of that. Thank you, sir.
Supervisor Hans? Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I wondered why the number... I wondered why the contract number doesn't reflect the actual cost of stationing a deputy there, not only not the actual cost of the hours shown in the good faith estimate, but that the agreement appears to contemplate 24/7 presence, but the hours even including the overtime, only make up about 75% of that coverage. So even with benefits and other costs out of it, it doesn't seem like it comes close to the actual cost incurred if we're going to provide that kind of coverage.
Supervisor, we calculated three deputies at 2,080 hours for a total of 6,240 work hours a year, and we use our labor rate $30.88 an hour, and for the overtime we calculated a 3% of the total hours and use the overtime rate of $46.32 an hour.
Right. So if you have three deputies working 2,080 hours a year, that's 40 hours a week. That would get you 5 days of coverage, five of the 7 days. Then you have a little bit of overtime, but not enough to get the other portion in there. So it's not full. It's not 24/7 coverage. Is what I'm. Is what I'm saying. It's like 75%.
That would be correct. We'll probably have... there could be an oversight there. Yes.
And then why on the... why would we only be charging their time and not their actual cost, particularly when, unless we get a dedicated deputy or deputies that we would hire for this purpose, we know that we're deploying them probably a good portion of their time on overtime, not on straight time.
I think the agreement was with Children's that we were going to bill out at the regular rate of $30.88 an hour and bill those based upon the total hours required to man these posts for the 24/7, 365 days a year. That was what was agreed to, and we would calculate that, what is due to them at the end of each quarter. I think the agreement was to use the actual hours that they were going to be staffed and use that to bill them on a quarterly basis. And then at the end of the year, do an audit of those hours and then make an adjustment either over or under that we would have to credit them back, or we would be able to charge them the extra for the hours worked over those amounts.
So it's our understanding that if we actually provide them 24/7 coverage, we're going to be able to bill them more than the than this estimate.
That is correct.
Okay, but it'll still only include the hourly wage. It will not include the full costs that we bear for those deputies.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a startup, because there was no additional training or tech needed, that is to say we already had the presence there, we have the squad cars, we're not buying new technology, in the first year of operation, we're only billing at the hourly rate as we would for a service contract. We had somebody said, well, we want a deputy, we're having an event in the parks, we want a contract, we're going to use the basic contract rate. At the point that we're able to actually increase staffing for the position, then the we'll renegotiate the rate at the cost for the officer that's staffed, including a shift relief factor, vacation time, longevity, all the different things that go into hiring a county employee for a position.
Okay. And it's my understanding that's going to be like double, right?
Correct. It will be a, it'll be a sizable increase.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I was just curious if the deputy for this position will come from, say, the ranks within the sheriff's office. Will it be removed from a different post? Where will this person come from? And, is anything being lessened in response to that, or as a result of that?
No, it's the person's coming out of the current Police Services Bureau, so he's either coming off freeway enforcement or he's an institutions deputy who may be working a portion of the time on overtime or able to work it on straight time based on vacation staffing and the relief factor within the Police Services Bureau. The important thing, I think, Mr. Chairman, to answer that question is it's not like we're pulling out of courts, we're not pulling out of a TEU. It's coming out of the Police Services Bureau, which has always housed that institution's responsibility.
It would come out of the Police Services Bureau, you say?
Out of the Patrol Division, yes.
Patrol Division. Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I believe the answer then was that no, in fact, there will not be a reduction in service elsewhere. So people on the freeways or in the parks would have reason to say, hey, where'd they go?
You're correct.
Won't there be costs? I mean, I've heard that someone told me you guys are short of officers. So now you're extending your reach without more staff. So won't that cause more overtime on the county for the people who are left to make up for when this person leaves?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would certainly agree that in terms of being an expansion of service, that has to have a ripple effect. And every time a deputy sheriff retires, that position is currently abolished. We have no other deputy sheriffs. So I could not argue with you that, oh, I can just pull from somewhere and won't have some type of an impact. But the reality is that the sheriff's made the decision that the need is vital. And is meeting with the directors of Children's Hospital, which is one of the few areas, I suppose, as we talk about the service of the sheriff, where I think most parties would agree we have primary policing responsibility. He did that calculation and determined that the agency would provide the service, and that if there was an impact on other operations within the agency of this movement, that was a decision that he was comfortable making.
So where are the jurors?
What presence does the Sheriff's Department currently have at county grounds? What kind of activity do you have currently before you add this one?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of the staffing footprint, we've always had two deputies assigned to the institutions. We're now going from two to three. That establishes a fixed post at the old, whether it was county or whether it was Doyne or whether it was Frater, but there's a fixed post at that location, which is currently obviously Frater, and then it's a roving post that spends the majority of its time over at behavioral health and bounces between Frater and behavioral health, but still has responsibility for the entire footprint, and that's supported financially by the medical complex. They pay for that service. We also have parking checker enforcement that we provide throughout the entire footprint of the medical complex. It's part of that initiative. This just establishes another fixed post at Children's Hospital.
And I assume Frederick Children's, the other major hospitals out there, probably have private security staff in addition, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you. I was just going to, but I think the inspector answered the question, is that I know we're all concerned about numbers and where people go. I mean, the sheriff is always going to have that discretion to do that, as we realize. And I think the point being made, it is the county grounds, and it is a primary responsibility for the sheriff. And one, a lot of people talk about, you know, their areas and appreciate the police. I think that's an area that the sheriff, we need the sheriff and the police protection out there, the mental health, the trauma, number one trauma facility at Frederick, of course. There's a lot of shootings and a lot of presence that we need there. I don't know what we would do without the county out there and that responsibility. So, you know, I worry about numbers, too, but the budget has to be watched carefully, as we know, and especially with Children's asking for it, too. I think it was a terrible incident, and one that's going to make sure that there's some coordination, and it's the sheriff who needs to do that out there. It's his primary responsibility, I think. So there's no need to do anything on this one, but I would just make those comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just make a brief comment in terms of the supervisor's use of the term coordination, I think he's hit the nail on the head. The goal is that all law enforcement coming in or out of the footprint of Children's Hospital will now have a location to check in and check out with. There's a lot better coordination and tracking of what's going on out there. And one of the points that the Children's Hospital leadership made in this is that literally their accreditation and their federal dollars that they receive rely on that, and that they were probably woefully inadequate in that regard prior to this event.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
I'm hearing all the comments. I guess I just don't understand that there isn't a little more concern about the fact that we're exacerbating our overtime problem by making these commitments. We're acting as though there isn't a shortfall. There's a shortfall in the agreement that's negotiated in that it's not coming close to covering the costs that are going to be incurred by the additional commitment. And then you're telling us that there's likely to be a follow-on request for, well, there's already been a multi-million-dollar request for additional staff, and that this one specifically will trigger such a request, but that the agreement doesn't cover it. So I just don't see where this is a responsible agreement for the sheriff to have entered into.
Well, this is here for passive review, so if you want to make an objection, this is your chance, and then we can vote on it.
Well, I guess I object to it now. Whether that, I don't know what the effect of such a thing. This is sort of new ground. I mean, I object to us entering into an agreement that puts us on a footing for increased costs that aren't covered by the agreement, and yet the agreement is written in such a way to give the impression that it's responsible, that the parties agreed to pick up the cost, but they're only picking up a portion.
Mr. Grady, can you respond as to what the options are for the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the committee has three options. One is to do nothing, which means it goes into effect, it's approved effectively. The second is to vote to approve it, which will then also send it to the full board, or to move to reject it, which will also go to the full board.
So are you making any of those motions, or?
Okay, but let me ask an additional question then. So, but the effect of rejection is what it's rejection of this agreement. But that does that prevent them from receiving payment from Children's Hospital voluntarily? It doesn't change the sheriff's authority to assign staff. So I guess I'm trying to understand what the practical effect would really be of rejection of this, because he can still proceed to assign staff and run deficits as he is.
That sounds more like a question for Inspector Bailey, but certainly the sheriff does have the authority to assign staff. Without the agreement, I assume the Children's wouldn't make a donation. I guess you give up the revenue for something the sheriff sounds like he's going to do anyway. But that's really not my call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The MOU I suppose at the end of the day fills out, you know, it sort of ends with these charges will be considered estimated costs. The final audit will determine the costs of service. And they are responsible for all the straight time hours and up to a maximum of 3% of the overtime hours worked. So the costs of the employees working there will be fully realized. The MOU is really a way to accept the monies. It'll be reworked each year. But to answer the underlying question, the sheriff stood this post up. The post is going to continue. Thanks, Jim.
I guess I don't want to reject the agreement and reject some of the money, but I guess I'm sort of putting the marker down relative to, you know, these requests for... I was somewhat sympathetic to the request for, you know, position authority because I felt like we've created a situation where overtime is required. But when the sheriff acts in these manners where he expands his responsibility and puts us in the position of creating overtime and then negotiates an agreement that's not sufficient to pay for it, that's a problem. So that's going to color how I'm going to look at it when you come with a specific position request, which I'm assuming is coming.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to get clarification of how much is being left out that Children's Hospital is not covering in this agreement. I just want to re-clarify that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What happens is we will pay quarterly estimated, and then at the end of the year we'll have an audit of the total hours worked by the deputy sheriff at the pay rate in which they work, and then we settle the books for the prior year. So it's my belief that we'll be made whole as to the hours worked by the employees. What I would certainly say is being left out is the additional costs, shift relief factor, because as we know, one employee is not really one employee. It takes more than one employee to, because of things like vacations and sick days. And so I think that is being left out. And if in long term we're going to maintain this as a post, then I think that we need to hire an employee and that they have to bear that full cost. But I think in terms of the hours worked by the employee under this MOU, the county will be made whole. Thank you, Chair.
And to follow up, Mr. Chairman, is it possible that Children's Hospital is interested in maybe providing more upfront costs in case other costs incur?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The agreement was approved, obviously, by Children's Hospital's command and their financial office and their legal team, as it was by ours. I think Children's Hospital's intent is to have this post, but I don't think it's to pay the full freight of a deputy sheriff that would, once hired, also be usable in other capacities by the sheriff's office. I think they're interested in paying for the hours worked as a contract arrangement in a manner in which we handle other contract arrangements for services.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
And your legal team was, is it the Corporation Counsel that we share?
Yes, sir. It's thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, it's been reviewed by the Comptroller's Office and the Corporation Counsel and Administration who have signed off.
Okay, thank you. And that gives me more clarification. I think as long as Children's Hospital is under the understanding that, you know, they bear the burden of those costs and we're willing to pay for it, I guess I'm willing to support the memorandum of understanding. And if that's clear in the memorandum, I thought I heard from Supervisor Lipscomb that it probably might not be clear or that there could be some costs that could be put on taxpayers if they continue to rise above this $201,000 number.
Well, there will be some costs. I mean, there'll be costs of the benefits of these people. Children's Hospital isn't paying that. There'll be costs for overtime for other people that this person is leaving to go there, so they can't cover those things. So other deputies will probably come in and cover that. So there will be other costs. I mean, I think that this is, you know, I agree with Supervisor Lipscomb that this appears to be a poorly negotiated contract, but if the option is this or nothing, I mean, I don't know. I would have hoped that the sheriff could have done a better job, but he's going to do what he's going to do, and this is what he came up with. So our choice is now is to either accept it or not. Is there any motion to do anything, or are we just going to let it go?
Mr. Chair, if I could follow up. Is it possible that we could give the sheriff's office instruction to, because we can't amend anything through Act 14, but we could instruct them to come back with something that looks different. And if it looks different when it gets to us, I'm sure a number of us would change our minds. But I understand that same sentiment. If benefits are not included and that cost is on the county, I think Children's Hospital can afford to get into this agreement and not have to have the taxpayers pay for the services that they're contracting for.
Well, I would suspect, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, the only road to do that would be rejecting this contract and asking him to do that. Whether or not he would is another question.
Or technically lay it over, maybe?
Lay it over. If we don't do anything, this is passive review.
So you have to reject. Okay, gotcha. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So, we've had a good discussion. Does anybody want to make any motions on this? Doesn't appear.
An objection. It's not to reject.
He doesn't want to reject.
I'm not going to throw the $200,000 away.
Okay.
But it's notice, I guess, to the sheriff.
Right. We think they could do a little better.
I think we got halfway.
Okay, well then I guess this is a sort of approved passively.
Yep.